Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, November 12, 2012. As Israeli leadership gears up for a large-scale military offensive against Gaza Strip, Israel's defense minister approves more settlers' homes in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli media sources reported that the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is preparing the international public opinion for a large-scale military offensive against the Gaza Strip, adding that it seems that Netanyahu has already decided to conduct a large ground offensive against the coastal region. The recent Israeli officials' comments comes after the military escalated attacks against Gaza over the weekend, killing 7 Palestinians. A Palestinian fighter of the Al-Quds Brigades, the arm wing of the Islamic Jihad, was killed on Sunday at dawn when the Israeli army fired a shell at an area in northern Gaza. While 6 Palestinians were killed on Sunday evening and at least 30 residents were wounded in Israeli attacks targeting the coastal region. In other news, Israeli news sources announced on Monday that Israel's Defense Minister Ehud Barak approved last September a plan to construct additional 538 units in the Itamar illegal Israeli settlement near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. The new plan is meant to double the size of the settlement. According to the Israeli Haaretz, it said that it obtained a document revealing that Barak approved the plan despite the fact that the Israeli Planning and Construction Committee has not approved it yet. Barak legalized 138 illegal units built by the settlers without Israel construction permits and decided to build additional 538 units. The only condition he set forth was that the settlers need to obtain construction permits from the Israeli Defense Ministry before they start the construction. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, November 12th News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hossam Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura. Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, November 13, 2012. A man died of wounds sustained on Saturday by Israeli attacks targeting Gaza and troops demolish a Palestinian-owned home in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported Tuesday that a resistant fighter died of wounds suffered last Saturday during the latest wave of Israeli military escalations against the coastal region. The Ministry of Health in Gaza reported that Mohammed Zaid Kunaa, 20, succumbed to serious wounds suffered during an Israeli bombardment targeting Tal al-Mintar area in Gaza. The death of Kanaa brings the number of Palestinians killed by the Israeli army since Saturday to 8, including 15 and 17-year-old brothers. While dozens of residents, including children, were injured by the Israeli fire and shells in the coastal region. The Israeli Air Force carried out on Tuesday at dawn at least 3 airstrikes targeting different areas in the Gaza Strip, leading to damage but no injuries. In other news, Israeli soldiers demolished Tuesday one home in Jerusalem, a car repair shop in Hussan village near Bethlehem city, and a water pool in Beit Enun village near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Furthermore, soldiers installed a roadblock near the northern entrance of Hebron near the Halhul town bridge. The army stopped dozens of vehicles and interrogated the residents while inspecting their ID cards and searching their vehicles. No arrests were made. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Tuesday at dawn Muna Ka'dan, 40, a former political prisoner from Arraba town near the northern West Bank district of Jenin. The army violently broke into her home and searched it. Ka'dan was previously kidnapped by the army 4 times and spent a total of 3 years in prison. The last time she was kidnapped and imprisoned was on May 31, 2011 and was released on December 18, 2011 under the prisoner swap deal reached between Palestinian resistance groups and Israel, in which Israeli corporal Gilad Shalit was released in exchange for the release of over 1,000 Palestinian political prisoners. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, November 13th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report was brought to you by Hassam Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura. Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, November 14, 2012. Two Palestinians killed in Gaza due to Israeli air raids and two civilians injured as troops attacked protests in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two Palestinians were killed, 4 others injured, 1 critical, by Israeli airstrikes targeting Gaza City on Wednesday afternoon. Local sources said that an Israeli military unmanned plane fired a missile at a car near Gaza City Hospital, killing Ahmed Al-Jabari, 52, and Muhammad Al-Hims, 30. 4 others were injured, 1 critical. Sources added that Al-Jabari is a leader in the Hamas movement. Another Israeli air raid targeted a civilian car near the Gaza City port on Wednesday afternoon. Local sources said that 2 men who were inside the car were injured and moved to a nearby hospital. Meanwhile, Israeli F-16 jet fighters fired missiles at residents' homes in Khan Yunis, southern Gaza Strip. No injuries were reported. The death of the 2 men today brings the number of Palestinians killed by the Israeli army since Saturday to 10, including 15 and 17-year-old brothers, while dozens of residents, including children, were injured by Israeli fire and shells in the coastal region. Elsewhere, Israeli troops attacked on Wednesday midday a number of protests organized at a number of West Bank communities demanding freedom and end to the occupation. Protests were organized in northern West Bank cities of Nablus, Jenin and Qalqilia, as well as Ramallah in central West Bank and Bethlehem and Hebron in the south and Jericho City. Troops used rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas to force people back. As a result, 2 youth were injured, 2 arrested and many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, November 14th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassam Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura. Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, November 15, 2012. 7 Palestinians killed as Israel continues to attack Gaza, and in the West Bank, troops attack protests using tear gas. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources announced that 7 Palestinians were killed on Thursday due to the continued Israeli aerial and sea bombardment targeting the Gaza Strip. Death toll in Gaza since Saturday due to Israeli attacks now reached 23. 8 Palestinians were killed on Wednesday attacks, among them 2 children, 11-month-old and 7-year-old. Moreover, at least 200 civilians were injured by Israeli attacks in the past 24 hours. Among those injured, 23 are in critical conditions, 24 children and 18 women, doctors in Gaza reported. The Ministry of Health in Gaza said that an old man and a 2-year-old child died on Thursday midday after succumbing to wounds they sustained last night. Meanwhile, other 2 residents were killed when an unmanned drone fired a missile at a group of residents near a gas station in Beit Lahia town, northern Gaza Strip. On Thursday at dawn, 3 Palestinians were assassinated in Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. One of them was a police lieutenant, and the other 2 are fighters of Al-Qassam Brigades, the arm wing of Hamas. As a response to the continued Israeli attacks, Palestinian resistance groups fired homemade shells and rockets at Israeli targets near the Gaza Strip, and 1 missile at Tel Aviv in central Israel. Israeli sources said that 4 Israelis were killed due to the Palestinian rocket fire. The Israeli military announced that it did 100 airstrikes targeting the Gaza Strip since Wednesday night. Elsewhere in the West Bank, protests were organized in solidarity with Gaza and against the Israeli attacks targeting the coastal region. Protests were organized in the cities of Ramallah, Nablus, Hebron and Bethlehem. 1 teenager was lightly wounded when Israeli troops attacked the protest near Bethlehem city. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, November 15th News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, Rassam Badnoura.